That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
19 years ago, I was placed into the arms of the first man to ever love me. The man I'm lucky enough to call my dad. Growing up, he became so much more.
That's Megan Amirowitz talking about her father, Conrad, as she is sentenced for causing his death by throwing lye and water on him. We sit down with Megan and her mom right after she's released from jail.
With regard to your sentencing, you were sentenced to 5 years of probation. I want you to understand that with regard to this opportunity, that if you are not successful with regard to probation, the prison term of 5 to 25 years is on the table.
Welcome to Law and Crime Sidebar Podcast. I'm Anjanette Levy. Judge Victoria Valentine sentenced Megan Amirowitz to 5 years probation and time served on Tuesday. Now, this came as a shock, this sentence, to prosecutors who had asked for a much stiffer penalty that included prison time. It also came as a surprise to Megan herself. We actually had the chance to speak with Megan right after she was released from jail as we were interviewing her mother, Julie Conrad. Megan arrived home and sat down and spoke with us for a few minutes about what her future holds. How are you feeling now that you're home?
Excited and happy.
What do you want to do now that you're home after all of this time?
I want to spend my family and start going to school again and eventually build my life.
Is there anything in particular that you want to study in school?
Marine biology.
Oh. What do you want to do with that?
One day I want to open a marine rehabilitation center for marine life.
Megan, were you surprised by the sentence that the judge gave you today? I mean, you're home now, and the prosecutors were asking for a stiffer penalty for you. They wanted you to go to prison.
I was definitely surprised. I mean, I thought that I'd probably get 3 or 6 years, but I was praying a lot for a miracle to happen, and that's what happened.
The judge, you know, she explained the reason why she was giving you the sentence, and the prosecutors objected. You know, they wanted her to send you to prison, as I mentioned. So, you know, were your defense attorneys even surprised?
I think so, yeah.
Yes, he was.
They said to, they said that the judge said she didn't think you understood fully what you did was going to harm your father the way that it did. When she said that, did that mean anything to you?
I don't know. I think it kind of made me feel like everyone was trying to make me think like I was crazy or something. But I know what happened, and that didn't happen. And no matter what anybody says, I'm just glad that I'm here right now.
So you're going to go to school. Your mom's going to take you to the grocery store. You've got a long road ahead of you because of the probation. I was talking to your mom about that. I mean, that's 5 years is a really long time, and there are a lot of restrictions. Yeah. Are you feeling like you're going to be able to do this and move forward and, you know, comply with everything they want you
to comply with.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, I think that having all these restrictions will make it easier to get my life on track and, you know, just be focused and get everything done. And I'm not going to see it as something that holds me back, but something that helps me move forward.
Is there anything, you know, your father, is there anything you want people to know about him, or do you have anything you would like people to know about your relationship with him, or the fact that, you know, this happened, your father died after you put these things on, you know, you tossed these things at him. Is there anything you'd like people to know about that?
Everything that happened, that people say happened, it's not true. But right now I can't change that, but I'll always know my truth. And I love my dad more than anything. And I'm not ready to understand that he's gone, but I know that he'll always be with me. And he was a good dad and the person that I'll always love the most in this world. And I'm never gonna forget him. And I hope that nobody else does either.
Is there anything you want people to know about him?
That he tried his best. And even though he was depressed and an addict, it didn't make him who he was. He was a good person. He'll always be a good person.
Is there anything you'd like to add about you and your life moving forward and what you'd like to do? I mean, you've got the support of your mother. Your mother is very eager for you to teach her how to cook and things like that. I mean, but you've got the support of your mom, which is very important.
I guess I just want people to not look at me for something that didn't happen. I want people to look at me as who I am as a person moving forward. And I want to be the change in the legal system. And I hope that people will look and decide that everyone deserves another chance in life.
Well, Megan, thank you so much. Julie, is there anything else you want to say? I want to let you and your daughter have the night together and enjoy one another.
I'm just so happy to have her here. I've been waiting so long, 17 long months, just to hold her and to do this. Which she hates it when I kiss her. So, but I've missed her so much. And, you know, I just want to help her get her life on track and be a successful person in today's society.
Well, thank you both. Julie, thank you so much. And Megan, thank you again for talking with us. When you're just arriving home after all of this, we really appreciate it and we wish you the very best.
Thank you.
Julie Conrad had told us earlier that she's looking forward to teaching her daughter a lot of things and helping her become a productive member of society. That's it for this edition of Law and Crime Sidebar Podcast. You can download and listen to Sidebar on Apple, Spotify, Google, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And of course, you can always watch it on Law and Crime's YouTube channel. I'm Anjanette Levy, and we will see you next time.